domains log 2114 hours. This will probably be one of my final entries in this log. I heard Jim speaking for quite a while, and during his one of his final entries, I kind of got a few ideas for what I wanted to say. And given the insanely organized person that I am at times, I have actually subdivided what I'm going to say into three separate and distinct sections. The first one is the demo scene as a whole and individual members within it. Nate was interesting this year. Got to see a lot of people that I recognized, which was a comforting feeling. I could rip through a few of them and say individual things about them. Jackie, it was good to see Jackie again, and she kind of humorously, or maybe even half seriously, calls Jim and I her big brothers. I rather fancy that role. Jackie's a good person. I hope that my little incident with her in the Demo News interview sometime back has been forgotten, because it's certainly not noted down in history. In fact, if you go back in Demo News, you will not find any reference to that sort of thing. History has been rewritten to protect the innocent, or those who wish to become innocent again.
You took the interview out?
I do believe so. hold on a sec. Sorry about that. We were just talking about the revision of Demo News history. It was good to see Phoenix again this year. I hadn't really got a chance to see him or talk to him much last year, and actually I didn't again this year, but he's been extremely productive in helping to review demos on our site recently, and I think he'd be a good addition to our group. Kiwi Dog, I had not met previously. Did not look at all what I had thought he would.
Exactly the type of person I thought he would be.
But had a lot more facial hair. Really cool guy. Daredevil, it was good to see again this year. He was much more friendly to me this year than he was last. I don't know why that changed. As Jim remarked previously, our room was more of a center for cool things going on this year.
For the elite people.
For the elite people. Who else? Oz the Demon is someone I really don't want to see again. Extremely obnoxious. There was a seminar given by Necros and Basehead on tracking tips. More the mechanics of the tracker than actual core theory or whatnot. But Oz sat dead front row center and felt it necessary to pipe up at any place he felt he could argue against or show an inconsistency or an error with what Basehead and Necros were saying. And of course he was wrong. So he kind of interrupted them a lot, which I found to be very, very rude. Afterward, I was astonished. Floss and I were talking to him after the party, and he was bragging about having found inconsistencies in Necros, saying, just bragging. He felt really proud of himself, and that I just have lost respect for him. I never had it, really. Who else? Jeff White Noise, good fellow, friendly guy. I think that despite our inconsistent contact, or oftentimes long periods of contact in between, long periods in between without contact, we still get along pretty well. And things went well. He was responsible for putting us up the final night after Nate, which we have to thank him for, as well as accepting the Federal Express shipment of the Hornet Underground CDs, two boxes, one of which was over 50 pounds, and quite bulky for him to cart around. Other people that I saw this year, Liam the Lemming, looked about how I expected him to, was happy to meet him. He has, if you remember, written twice for Demo News. Both were top 10 lists. He may have written a third time, I don't recall offhand. Diablo, quiet, not quite as angry as I thought he would seem. He seemed like a very stern fellow from before, and I didn't get much of a chance to talk to him this year, which is something I wish I could have done more. Rimbo, really cool guy, very literary, getting a dual major, two bachelor's degrees, the first in computer science and the second one in something else, liberal arts major, I forget, but he was gone midday on Sunday, and so I didn't really get to say goodbye too in-depth. Tran, As Jim explained, is one of the founders, really, of the PC demo scene in America. And still, his presence is felt today, much like Psy with Screen Tracker 3. IOR, Jesse Rothenberg, who I had met twice in the past month and a half, was a little bit different at Nate, I think. Maybe it was just the excitement of it all, but he seems to have reverted back to earlier ways. Kind of slightly obnoxious, but I'm not going to fault him really bad. He's growing older. I think he was a little better this year than he was last year. Okay, I guess that's about it for other people that I saw.